Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
And I'm Willard Saperston, calling remote.
Remote from much warmer weather, huh?
Oh, it's not really that warm. It's about 64.
Well, 17 here. That's quite a difference anyway. It is Saturday, February 29th, 2020. What's that, a leap day or something? But
it is a leap day every 4 years, right?
Every 4 years. And believe it or not, you and I will never be on a Saturday, February 29th again.
Because
unless we both live to an amazing age, but that's 28 years from now. But anyway...
I don't want to live that long.
Yeah, well, you and me both. But anyway, it is 10:05 in the morning, and we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then it'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, saperston.com, that's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming. You should be all set up. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to the website, saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This time it says chat and archives. Click on archives and all of the shows are available. So if you want to replay a show or you missed the show and you want to play it, you can go to that particular tab. And also, finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Usually, if you're interested, you can see that the 10-year Treasury closed at 1.17, although it trades 24 hours a day except for Sunday night, and now it's looking like 1.12.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And a year ago, that 10-year was 2.76.
Just beyond belief, especially with all the people who kept saying interest rates are going to go up. Interest rates are going to go up, right?
That's correct.
And they did for a brief time. Thanks to the Fed heading in the wrong direction.
Well, it turns out it was an opportunity to load up on them, right?
Oh, no.
You got the 1.9 on the 10-year just, what, a month ago?
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's just amazing, really. So, and, the economic report also is brief, to the point, and they cover what they feel is the most important news for the day. Remember, this is their opinions in there, too, but they give you some interesting information. So we encourage you to visit the website, saperston.com. Right now...
Yeah, you know, with the lower interest rates, I know they have to call a number.
You used to yell at me for not giving it. Go ahead.
803-1520. I was at 1-800-879-7541.
There you go. Now go ahead.
I'm looking at new home sales on our first page of our research.
Mm-hmm.
With the lower rates, you went from a year ago, 717, to last month, 764.
Yeah,
2 months ago, you were at 692. So lower rates mean more mortgages, easier payments, I guess.
Yeah.
More homes.
Yeah, there's that going on. Certainly more refinancing for people who didn't refinance on the last opportunity.
Oil was at 55 and closed at 45. And gold was $1,294 and closed at $1,580.
Yeah, you know, that was interesting. Gold took a little bit of a dump the last 2 days, you know, of the week. And the dollar went down, you know. And normally you'd say, how come, you know? And the best explanation I've heard for that is that people were taking profits in gold in order to cover margin calls and other problems.
Gold came down to the 50-day moving average, if you can believe it.
Yeah, and, it's interesting, but it makes sense, you know, for people who have diversified portfolios, you know, big institutions and so forth. They sell off their winners and, where they have a profit, and they're trying to cover for, margin calls and other situations that are out there. So I think that makes sense, and probably creating a buying opportunity again in gold. When this thing also...
Well, there's at least something positive.
Yeah, but you look at it, it's interesting. All the sectors are now down for the year. All the averages are down substantially.
Yeah.
That was the worst week since, I think they said, October 2008 or something like that. A long time. And I think in 7 days, it gave back 4 months of gains in the market, which always the old thing you have to say is, you know, the market goes down a lot faster than it goes up. And unfortunately, we always keep seeing that happening. And if you live long enough, you see it too many times, right?
I thought you were impressed with how the market ended up. I mean,
no,
not as down as it had been most of the day.
Yeah, I mean, that was somewhat, it was surprising, because you would have thought ahead of the weekend, people would not be taking positions, right? Because you don't know what kind of news would be coming out, you know, over the weekend. And to tell you the truth, I fell asleep. And I didn't even realize the NASDAQ closed flat, you know, for the day, which was amazing. Stocks like Microsoft, a lot of the tech stocks really, in the last few minutes, I think, of the day, you know, really took off to the upside. And either that was some kind of situation with the weekly options that expire, or, you know, the market's extremely oversold. You know, it's certainly due for some kind of bounce. And hopefully it's just not going to be those kind of intraday bounces, you know. Because, you know, when you're in a severe downtrend, that's basically what you get, an intraday bounce. But that was interesting. It'd be interesting to see what happens on Monday. Of course, half an hour into the day on Monday, they're going to, I think, come out with the, you know, one of the isms or whatever it is that they come out with, you know, terms of business activity. And that'll be a half an hour into the day. That'll be interesting. And then what else?
So if you had a portfolio, how much cash would you have?
Depends. Depends on your age, what your situation is. I don't think there's one answer for everybody. So, you know, certainly people who are in retirement or very close to retirement should be significantly in cash. You know, at least, 50%, if not more. And, you know, some people are in a situation where because of circumstances for them, they may want to be out of the market for the time being. So it all depends. So what's your answer?
My answer is this old adage, sell down to where you can sleep at night. And believe me, with the market being down 1,000 points some days, it's very hard to sleep.
Well, the 1,000 points, you know, you hate to say, well, you know, percentage-wise, it's not, you know, like 1,000 points used to be, but it's very painful. And when you think about it, I mean, the averages all fell, double digits for the week. You know, that's a big drop in 1 week, no question about that. And you have, all the indices in negative territory for the week. Every sector in the S&P is in negative territory. That's what 1 week did, so... Yeah, definitely. You have to do what you have to do in terms of your individual circumstances and your ability to stand it. And I think, you know, yeah, I mean, you should get, hopefully, some kind of roaring back rally, and then you have to decide what to do with that, you know. But, you know, all the measures are way over sold. I'm sure the bullish percent's way the heck down there, right? And
the bullish percent went to 26. I had it up on the screen.
That's all it did, really? Boy, who would have thought? Well, it was so quick.
Well, they say when it reverses from under 30, that's a good sign.
Yeah. And as we know, except in extreme downturns like 2001, 2002, 2007, 2008, it'll turn, gives you a bit of a rally, and then back. And sometimes it's the second.
Two or three times
in a severe. We don't know what we have yet, but you have to be aware of that, you know. So there should be, short-term opportunities for traders. And if some stocks got down to ridiculous levels, and it is the kind of market, I think, that, you should pick a stock you like that you've done your research into, you've liked a lot, and put a buy-in at some ridiculous price, you know.
Closed at 25.76.
On
BPN NYSE.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and
pretty a lot, because 3 weeks ago it went from X's at 64% to zeros at 58, and that was sign one, I suppose. And the IBD Market Pulse went from green light to yellow light caution. Of course, now it's red.
I'm sure that's the case. And also,
and, you know, we like to look at those.
Yeah. I mean, the market is extremely oversold, you know, and, you know, and while we want, would like to see a bounce, and you have to decide, you know, what you want to do. Do you want to sell into the bounce? What do you want to do, you know? And it would depend on if some tremendously positive news comes out that could turn the market around. But, you know, you're going to be news-related for quite a while. And
so if you were looking at the chat room, would you start at the top or go to the bottom? Because that's the most recent.
I believe...
It's unclear to me.
Well, let's say 17 days, 2 hours, whatever.
Well, it doesn't do that with what I'm the chat room I'm on.
Really? Whose chat room are you on?
I'm suffering from art at 9:02 on February 15th. So we know that that's got to be the early one.
Yep. So was that at the top or the bottom? So I think
so
you go down
the top.
Yeah, so you go down
the bottom.
Bottom, right.
Yeah. And... It doesn't date, by the way, so it's a little...
No, but it says how many days ago, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, not mine. Not the thing I'm on.
Really?
Which is our supposed website.
Well, that's interesting. Our supposed website.
Here's a 229, okay.
Okay. But
hey,
anyway...
David, I look forward to calling the show today. Hope you and your clients and listeners will weather the downturn. I've not sold any positions. I am looking carefully with my bottom fishing rod. Art from New Jersey, sent at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you look, all right, the first one I see says 7 days ago, okay? The next one I see is Wise Guess that guessed 13 hours ago. So that's relative.
I see him, but it doesn't say anything other than I ran out of space.
Oh, really? Well, it's interesting. If you go to the Dollar Doctor tab, this is chat. And you just stay there underneath the green Dollar Doctor show. That's what I'm looking at. You don't have to go to that actual chat box, you know.
So here we go.
See that? So you see, it's kind of nicer. I discovered this all of a sudden, but and you can type
everything
it.
Everything is a puzzle.
Yeah.
All right. So I see the Dollar Doctor.
Mm-hmm. And right under it,
chat and archives.
Dollar Doctor chat and archives, then you see the Dollar Doctor show on air, right?
Nope.
Nope. Well, forget it. I don't know then.
I have live and streaming.
Whatever. Anyway, so in the chat box, normally if you click on the Dollar Doctor tab, right, and you don't go to chat, you just click on Dollar Doctor, right? Don't go to chat. Just click on Dollar Doctor. You'll see it says Dollar Doctor and on air. And then underneath it's all the stuff from the chat box. And way down you can type in a message.
Very, very interesting.
Well, there you go. But anyway, right now Art has been...
Oh, he told me I was no good with the computer.
Well, we won't comment. All right, but anyway, you know, Art has been patiently waiting on the phone. So we'll go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I didn't hear it click in. Are you on the line?
I'm here.
Oh.
And Willard's here.
Good morning to my favorite financial guys, including my southern neighbor. My sister's enjoying that Sarasota weather, continuing at least through April, so I'm sure it's having a good time. I found out something interesting. I have a Google Mini, and I was able, by giving it a direction earlier, to actually log in and ESPN 1520, the sound on the whole station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty interesting. Two general questions. One, I saw the VIX closed CBOE about 40, and it was up as high as 48.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was looking at this value back, I guess, less than 6 months ago when it was 12, but I couldn't find a method to buy the way like a stock would buy and sell, and sell when it goes up. Is it like an option? Is there a time involved in that?
Well, the VIX itself is a complicated formula based on options premiums, okay? And you could Google it and if you want to learn how they calculate it, you know. Number of different ways to play it. One of them is with the VXX, ETF. You know.
There's another one, VIXM. which is the midterm.
Yeah. So there's a number of VIX ETFs and so forth, you know, that you can play, or VIX
so you
options.
You could put an order in with a broker to buy, like, so many thousands of dollars worth of these ETFs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But because it's futures, Art, it may go from 40 to 20 in one day or vice versa.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
I was
it's not like a stock where you can hope over time it goes up. It's going to do it very quickly if it's a volatile market.
Yeah, this went really quick up to 48 this week.
Well, that was the highest level in many years. Okay.
Right, right. But if it sinks and comes back down in levels around 12 or 15, there's a possibility of buying some of these options at that price and holding it till it goes up.
Well, you don't have to wait. I mean, you could also buy the inverse.
For it to go down.
Go down, right. Yeah,
no,
so
I don't do that. That's like selling short.
Well.
You know, we were thinking about interest rates. Willard was saying 1.1%, and I think it was at the 10-year. But I remember back a ways when I was much younger, and I was getting 15% on 2-year Treasury notes and 15 or 16% on CDs. But at that time, I didn't have any money to buy too much. So I guess this is a much better situation right now.
Depends on how you look at it. Depends on where you're coming from. Some people who want income aren't particularly thrilled, you know.
Oh, no, you're right. That's why I've been holding on mostly with the high-yield funds, you know, no loads.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing – that's been doing pretty good for me. The other question I had, on the balance sheet, they kept saying that the Fed really has both the chance to interest rates, lowering them in order to boost the economy. How does it work when they – with the balance sheet, when they're buying and selling treasuries, how does that work out to try and spur the economy?
I don't know what you're saying. It puts money into the system, which increases liquidity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It allows the banks to lend more,
right,
and so forth, and it provides liquidity in the system.
They put a lot of money into repurchase agreements,
mm-hmm,
allowing banks to borrow money overnight without
big
exposure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it creates more ability for them to do things and makes more money available.
Right, right. Yeah, well, are they lending it out to individuals at like 1% to 2% interest?
Why do you worry about all that?
I don't know. I don't have any interest-bearing accounts.
I know. I mean, who knows? Who knows what they're doing? I don't know.
Right, right. Well, it's been a very interesting day and week, and hopefully we're going to level the boat this week. We'll see.
What are you looking at with your bottom fishing, Art?
Do what with my bottom fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep my eye out. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, you should keep your eye out.
What are you watching?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, pick some really good companies and look, you know, even put an order in at a ridiculous price. Boy, I'd like to own that for 50% less or whatever, 25%.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
Yep.
One thing I'd suggest on the chat box, which Will had read my chat box note, that if people, when they send it, put the time and the date that they're sending it. It makes it much clearer, like I did.
Well, if you don't go to, you know, if you just click on the Dollar Doctor tab and you use the chat there, okay, don't click on chat.
Right.
And all of it says 7 days at the end, 7D, 13H. It tells you know, when.
But mine is much clearer. It says
mine does not doing it.
Well, who knows? You're probably
doesn't
using,
take up too much
probably
space.
Using a stinky browser. Who knows?
Probably well, when you put on the computer.
Well, leave me alone. Anyway.
Yeah. Take care.
Take it easy. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Dreamer. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just called to say it's a great opportunity. The metals are all down.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. You know that people sell their gold to cover the situations in the equity market. So
I just look at it as a good opportunity.
It is, you know, it should be, no question about that. Gold itself. I was thinking about the gold miners, And this is way out, but what if those countries start getting hit by the virus and they have to shut down the gold mines, you know?
Well, then it eventually will become a better opportunity.
Well, for gold itself, yeah.
But, well, it could make it go up.
Yeah, for gold, yeah. But I'm just saying, if you're in the gold miners, that would not be good, you know. So, but hopefully that won't happen.
Well, that's the least of my worries.
Well, let's, yeah.
It could happen that way, Peter, but
I never know.
I'm really concerned about that.
Yep.
But I am concerned about a stock.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, I don't know if you guys would buy it for me, because a lot of my stocks are what do you call them under $2.
Penny stocks. Well, as long as you sign a disclaimer and it's on the allowed list, you know. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you early next week.
Okay.
But it's IRVR. F.
F as in Frank.
IRVRF.
Correct. Irving Resources.
Boy, that'd take a tank. Would their mine get flooded or what? What do they do? Gold?
Yeah, it's a gold mining company.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It looks terrible.
Yeah, well, probably everything looks terrible after this week. And that might be a good opportunity to buy.
It might be, but looks like support to me is around 80 cents. And where to close?
I'm looking at $2.36.
It rebounded off, I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it came right off near the support area there. Because the chart was so small, it actually closed up. It closed at the top of the range for the day.
Cool.
Yeah, so that doesn't look as bad as it looked. Because I have such a small little chart here, I didn't see the close on it. Yeah,
it's relatively new.
Yeah. Well, that was encouraging the way it came back. I don't know if it was another one of these things that came back in the last minutes of the day for some reason, you know. But.
Yeah, and I have another one also.
Mm-hmm.
I can get a 5-minute thing if I needed to.
This is real new. LOMLF.
Do it again. I can't hear right.
It's Lion One. That's another gold mine. Because, as
symbol?
You know, I'm into the metals.
What's the symbol on that?
LOMLF.
OLMOF, right?
No,
L-O. L-O.
L-O.
L-O. Hello. L-O. L-O what?
L-O-M-L-F.
Boy, do you come up with the strangest things, I'll tell you.
What are you insinuating here?
Nothing. It's kind of weird, though, that, you know, both that one and the other one you brought up before, both bottomed at 10 a.m. in the morning and then just went up for the rest of the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is really kind of interesting to say.
What did gold close at, do you know?
Well, it closed at, what, $1.10.5 after being
I don't have the right symbol, or it's not on Thompson.
Yeah, well, it's probably it's LOMLF.
Okay.
The low was 68 cents, and it closed at $1.10. So that's another one that bottomed in the morning at support. So you may be okay.
Oh, cool. Now, just for the hell of it, what's KL doing?
KL, haven't heard that name in a while, but
that thing took off.
Now, so,
well, according to my thing, you closed down $1.71 at 32.08.
Yeah, this one's falling apart, you know.
Really?
Yeah. 32.08. I guess support would be right there.
It was up to about 50, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. This has come down quite a bit. 51.08. Yeah, you're kind of at potential support. If it breaks below that, could drop down to 25. You know. So.
Oh. Yeah, I
broke the Bollinger
Band,
if anyone cares.
Where's that?
Broke the Bollinger Band.
Did it? Yeah.
It was about 33.
Yeah, it broke the 200 day. It broke the, you know, looks like it had a death cross.
All the great things we follow.
All the great things that sometimes mean something and sometimes don't. But anyway, that one doesn't look particularly good. Your little ones look somewhat better.
yeah, they do.
Yep. So.
Well, guys, I just wanted to touch base with you.
Well, I appreciate that.
And, you know, for everybody out there, you know, medals are the thing.
Medals are the thing.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for the relationship with my
Yeah, good to talk to you, Willard.
Exactly.
You take care, guys.
Take care. Bye. Take it easy. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We'll go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good, Willard. Nice hearing your voice, buddy.
Thank you. I was dragged in.
No, you weren't. You're always a pleasure to listen to you. A lot of wisdom there. Hey, this is a beautiful environment. People that have been sitting on some cash, put selling.
Yep. I was just going to say that.
Geez, I've been going the last 2 weeks. The premium, because of the VIX being so high, the premium on these things, you can't get silly. I've been going out usually anywhere from a week to 2 weeks. Nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Premiums are good. I locked in three on my that have been on my radar screen that I want in my portfolio going out long term, and I'll give you the three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Delta Airlines, DAL. I've been rolling this thing down, collecting premium. Eventually, I'm going to take this thing. Pristine balance sheet. A superior airline. At lower prices, you know, holding this thing for 5 years, 3 to 5 years, where it's at now, I mean, come on. And I haven't taken it yet. I rolled it down three times, collected premium all the way. I bought the clothes yesterday and sold some more. The other two, you got to laugh, and everybody's kicking energy. You got Halliburton. I sold the 1550s. Taking Halliburton would at 50, if I end up taking it, which I'll probably roll lower, in your lifetime, you're never going to get a dividend out of Halliburton what you're getting now. Same thing with Schlumberger, SLB, those three. I mean, it's a perfect environment to sell, to put on. And you mentioned earlier, Pete, it's a good time to put certain stocks on your watch list for 25% lower. Hey, you can be collecting money on while waiting which is puts.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. A lot of people are not involved in that, and certainly people who don't know what they're doing shouldn't be involved in it. But you know what you're doing. See?
Yeah, those are my three, though.
But I agree with you. I mean, with those premiums, and I also agree. I was thinking about that today. The airlines are going to be great opportunities at some point here, and you're doing it the right way.
And the oils.
Yeah.
I mean, Willard, you agree. Halliburton and Schlumber. I mean, creme de la creme here. Schlumber in the low 20s. Anybody who's a long-term investor, the ability to collect nice premium every week to 2 weeks, and then eventually saying, okay, it's at the point now, I'm going to, if I get Schlumber at 20, come, are you kidding me? This is a $70 stock. Schlumber's not going out of business, boys. Halliburton's not going out of business. Delta's not going out of business. I mean, those are my three. I mean,
yeah,
Willard, you got anything on your radar that I could explore further in
I haven't
do
had
some research?
Time to look. I was in this morning, but I've had issues. But I have the same idea. Look what I can buy if we get a real drubbing.
More I mean, paychecks. Have. Paychecks took a hit. You know, a pristine chart up until this fiasco with the virus. I mean, you've got Monroe, you know, your buddy in Rochester, Monroe Muffler, another one took a big hit. These are ones that with the VIX being so high, if you know what you're doing with put selling, and I'm not saying going out 2 months, that's too risky.
Yep.
But I'm saying you go out. I went out a week yesterday and collected $1.25 a premium on Delta. For the stock to go 2.5 points lower.
So just look at the percentage of that. You know,
it's never. I've been doing this for 9 years now.
Right. You know what you're doing. That's what I said. Yeah.
And the key thing with this though is you've got to be doing these on companies that you want to eventually own. You're not doing it on companies that the premium's good, and then guess what? The thing's down 10 points in one day, and there's 1,000 shares of this company in your portfolio, and you hate the stock. I'm saying with companies that you like I'd like me, Delta in the 40s, low 40s. If I could grab it in the 40s, same thing with Halliburton, 15, Slumber 20. I mean, these are lifetime opportunities if you're a long-term investor to jump on these things. And in the meantime, you're collecting unbelievable premium on these things.
I agree with you.
Yeah, sorry to be preaching, but I'm just
I'm
excited.
I figured you would be.
Walking on my wife says you've never been in such a good mood. This is why I've been sitting on this cash to be able to do this, and it's come. And this is good. There's going to be 3 years from now, you won't know this thing even existed, and you're going to have blue chips like Slumber paying 4.5%. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. So, all right, guys, great show.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay, phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if Don and Batavia will be patient, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors, every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. You know, next to Don in Batavia. Good morning.
Yeah, I just had a question about how some of the bigger foreign stock exchanges performed compared to the bloodbath we had here in the United States.
I would say just as bad. You have an opinion, Willard?
I was going to look up EFA. All right. That's the basically European index. And I'm just going to look. Compared to the Dow and the S&P, and 180-day worse.
Well, I mean, over the last week, what was the drop? You know, I mean, Japan alone, on Friday dropped almost 4%. South Korea's been bombed totally.
Give me a start then.
I'll just say since last Friday, which would have been the 28th, 21st, since the 21st, yeah. I'm looking at...
Here we go.
Yeah, just on Friday, the FTSE was down 3%. We were only down, 1%. So, across the board, it hasn't looked good.
No.
I'm still waiting for you, Willard, or what?
Well, let's just...
Anyway, yeah. I mean, everybody's been hit, So anyway, I think Don left.
The EFA's down 9, the NASDAQ's down 12, S&P's down 12, Dow is down 13, American Century International, throw a fund in there, is down 9.95, all the same.
Yeah. I mean, they've been all hit badly, no question about that. Also, let's go to the chat box. Right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And the 13-hour one, you can answer that one. Stock charts.
The one about the TLT?
No, clearly we are in a bear confirmed market. My understanding is I do not jump back until data shifts to a column of X's. Situation's likely to be exacerbated.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so is he right? Don't do anything and it shifts back to a column of X's?
When we're looking to buy a stock as a bottom fisher, we wait till we get a column change from zero to X's.
Yeah, but you know, once you're under 30...
The same thing.
Yeah, once you're under 30, that's a buy signal, but you know, an aggressive buy signal.
Correct.
And then the actual conservative buy signal is when you get a buy signal after it turned up from under 30, right? And how high would it have to go? You know, it would probably have to go quite a ways up to get a buy signal, I would think. But I don't know. I'm not looking
at it. Oh, I could tell you. But not quickly.
Well, then forget it.
I'm doing it while we're talking.
Okay.
Then I got to wait on Dorsey Wright. To give a buy signal?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have to go above 64.
Yeah, that's a long way. Yeah, to give the conservative buy signal. An aggressive buy signal would be a turn up from under 30, and sometimes it can be a major bottom. You know, for you get 3x's up from under 30 can be a major bottom at times. You know, so but that's you wouldn't do anything until you saw that happen.
Correct.
Okay.
Or you got an all clear from IBD Market Pulse.
Oh, either way, yeah.
A little shorter term.
Then you got a guy like 18 minutes ago or 16, we're looking to buy in the Coke or Pepsi. Which looks better?
That I saw.
And we always get
which
that.
Which looks better? I saw a long-term chart on them, which probably means nothing now, about 2 weeks ago. And Coke closed way below. Let's do a weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Here. And you would want to buy above the 80 SMA, which is 50.63.
On Coke.
Yeah, and that has a relative strength of 81 on that guy, and Pepsi has a relative strength of 74, better earnings per share, and you might buy about 125. They're very similar.
Very similar. You know, usually
the growth rate on Pepsi is 5%, mm-hmm. and on Coke is 1%. So I guess we're leaning towards Pepsi, right?
Well, you would lean toward Pepsi if you want to buy just one. I always say, you know, buy little of each. And one reason for Coke, yeah, that was history. But Coke is, the reason Coke was growing at that rate was they were not diversified like Pepsi was, okay? Coke now is diversifying. They're starting to do things, and therefore, I would probably buy a little of each.
Nicely said.
There you go. Next one question is, what do we think about Church and Dwight, CHD, on the chat box?
I saw that.
And, you know, a lot of these were kind of safe havens, although they did get hit on Friday, I think. And it's under its 200-day, right? It has
that's an issue. It's at the 80. The SMA, 80 SMA is 69, right where you close.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't sell it, if that's the question.
You wouldn't sell it? Where would you sell it? Where never? Oh. You're going to hold it forever?
Yeah.
You would hold it forever, huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
I would sell it about... it stopped at about 66, 67.
or, as we say, reevaluate, right, at 66, 67.
Either way.
Yeah, because some people put stops in, and then it reverses right away, and they're never going to do that again. But you should seriously look at it if it drops under that 66, 67 area. Because right now,
I'm very close to someone that happened to, and she's very upset that she got stopped out.
Well, hey, but it happens. But then you never put a stop in.
I said, "Did you make money?" She said, "Yes." I said, "So what are you carping about?"
I agree.
Point and figure 66 on CAV.
Right. So
definitely
reevaluated at that point. And, you know, the major test is to see how the stocks are acting. Like if you think a stock, you want to buy a stock, you know, once it stops going down on bad news, it could be a potential buy, you know. And certainly, you know, if a stock goes down on good news, then you better watch out, you know, because that's the opposite. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at the website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. And go to the bottom of the page, and you'll see where you can type in a question. If you do type in a question or a symbol, if you type in a symbol, you can tell us, let us know what you're thinking to do with that symbol. You see the next question there? After Church
of Dwight? Oh, I was looking at sectors. What are the strongest sectors?
Well, I
see the TLT. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I own TLT, up 15% year-to-date. If interest rates go down, would TLT go up or down? Well, that's an easy one, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Are you baiting me? First of all, what is the TLT? It's the 20-year-plus Treasury ETF.
Right.
When rates go down, bonds go up.
Exactly.
So TLT was up 2.26% Friday.
Yep. So the answer is...
Because rates are down.
Up. So if interest rates go down, the TLT will go up because it's holding the 20-year treasuries.
Yep. And by the way, it made a new high on Friday.
I see that.
Yep.
So that is the answer. If rates go up, the TLT will go down.
Brilliant.
There you go. And let's see. Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
GM on the chat box. Would you have someone calling?
That's good morning. I bought AYX Friday, just before the close. So take a look at AYX.
On which database?
Well, whichever you want to look at. Or you could say, which one does it look better on?
It does have a cup of handle formation, but it's stage 4, which is high. Computer software. I did read this morning early that software did pretty much held for the week.
Well, what's interesting is you see on Dorsey Wright, I see 5 X's on Friday to the upside.
And you would want to buy something strong in that kind of a market.
Yeah, and it's way above the 200 days still. It's even above the 50 day. So looks good. I would reevaluate or stop it at what level there. What are we looking at? Should have put my glasses on, but anyway.
Yeah, it's all right. 50 days, 126. It closed at 140. The 20-day is 138.
Yeah, that's for traders, you know. But
well,
but I don't know if the person's a trader or what. But you have to watch the 20-day if you're a trader.
So between 125 and 135. How's that?
Yeah, or on the point and figure chart, a sell signal would be given at what, 124, right?
Yep.
And you said 125. You know, so in that area, I would get concerned. Other than that, nice turnaround.
The other interesting thing is on the IBD relative strength index, which has a 96 out of a possible 100.
Very strong.
It shows the S&P relative strength dropping as we can only imagine, and this one going up.
Yep.
And so this would be a pretty good buy.
Yep.
and based just, on those criteria.
And just watch
your
own
research.
Yeah, and just watch those levels below. That's all. Other than that, it looks interesting to say the least. So, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And we have a call from Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, the dreamer's really dreaming now, isn't he? Oh, my goodness.
He may get the last laugh, you know.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so, for his sake. Good morning, Willard.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you doing?
He's basking in the sunshine.
Basking in the sunshine, although it's only 65.
Oh, we feel bad for you.
Okay, then we can be a dreamer, too. We have that up here, too.
Right. Exactly. Sunshine in 17, right? Whatever.
Okay, I've got something I bottom fished about.
Mm-hmm.
CLF, Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland Cliffs.
Cleveland Cliffs. I haven't looked at that in years.
Really?
No. Point and figure.
Well,
give a breakdown. Give a breakdown at 6:50 and another one at 6.
Mm-hmm.
You're bottom fishing there.
At 5:80.
Okay. Well, they're going to buy another company, and I don't know which one it is. But they have a lot of metal work.
Iron ore pellets with four ore mines in Michigan and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had seen, you know, a lot of decent things on it, and if you look at a monthly chart on it, it's been going sideways since 2016.
Looking at a weekly with a bottom of 642, pretty much
support
between 570 and 642.
Well,
relative strength of 9, with the best relative strength being 100 from 0 to 100.
Yeah, I mean, it's looks relatively terrible.
Now, they have an accumulation, whether the big funds are buying this stock or not, rating. Mm-hmm. A is the best. E, according to my daughter, E is for exit. This is an E.
Is it an E?
That's an E.
Yeah, and right
now I'm going to start dreaming.
Well, you start dreaming because you're right at, if I look at the monthly chart, you're right pretty much at the support level.
I forget the name of the company they're going to buy.
Yeah, I forgot too. I saw it. I remember that. But yeah, so I mean, any further breakdown, you know, this could be a $2 or $3 stock. So
okay.
But you know, if you're buying it long term, I don't think they're going out of business. So if you were to see that, you might want to average down. You know, the way you're playing it. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Right now, phone lines wide open again, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-75.
Cleveland Cliffs is buying AK Steel.
Are they really? Holy cow.
That's what it says.
Boy. Huh.
I'll get the news up.
AK Steel, son of a gun.
You know that company.
Oh, yeah. That's another one of those companies that up, down, all around, you know. And I see that they're buying AK Steel, and it closed down, did it, on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they doing, paying a buck for this? I don't know. I didn't see the
right. Well, the Cleveland Cliffs had to issue a lot of debt.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, they're taking advantage of what they see as an opportunity, right? I mean, AK back in 2013, I guess, was $11. Came all the way down there to two area, went back to $11. Came all the way back down there to two area. So if you're looking to buy a company, I guess, makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
Yep. So right now, now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
How about the 20 strongest sectors of the week?
What were they? You're going to read all.
I'm going to read 1 to 20 quickly. Auto manufacturers, energy, solar, retail, wholesale, office supplies, agricultural operations. I checked John Deere. Medical, biomed, energy, alternative, wind and solar. How far they get?
Sounds like
mobile
halfway.
Mobile homes, computer software, desktop, computer software, enterprise, electric, semiconductor equipment, telecom services.
Of course, a lot of those stronger sectors could have been down, right?
Oh, yeah. They're stronger than the other.
They're stronger than the other sectors, right?
198. Right?
Exactly. So, and, right now I pay attention to some stocks that are grudgingly giving up ground. You know, which tells you that there's still a lot of buying interest there. I still think with the market so oversold, people have been accustomed to buying the dips, and you're going to see the dip buyers play, you know. And
what do you figure, halfway back at least on the loss, or two-thirds?
It's hard to say. It depends on what kind of news spurs it, you know. They'll hang their hat on anything, you know. And, spurred, I don't know if it'll go back. You know, normally, if it went back less than a half, like only 38% or something like that, that's considered a major negative, you know, and,
yep.
And would suggest further downside, to say the least. So right now, you know, all you can do is, you know, watch for the bounce. Then you're going to have to decide on that bounce. But
initial entry in the chat box of Amazon, AMZN.
AMZN, you have to do that quick.
I was thinking of doing that Friday, that and Google, but I didn't, of course, because better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, no question about that.
And I'm gonna...
Well, the real support is tremendous support down around, 1696 to 1728, somewhere in that area.
Close to 1883, yeah.
Yeah. So it depends, you know, if the person's a trader, you know, it could be today, Monday, you know, as a trader, you know, as a buyer, you know, who wants to hold it for a while, you know, if you're looking for a really good point, could be somewhere around the 1700 area, or you buy a little, as we always say, and then sit back, because it depends what your plan is. You know, you're planning on a longer term accumulation, you could buy a little, and then if it dropped to 1700, you could buy some more. I'd probably buy in either thirds or quarters, you know. What about
the
you?
The IBD pivot point is 1917 for a weekly on a 26-week.
So what does that mean?
Means they wouldn't buy it unless it hit 1917.
Oh, on the way up, yeah. Yeah.
On the way up, which really isn't that far from 1890,
yeah.
Which I'm seeing on a pre-market. I don't know who trades on Saturday morning. But.
Yeah, that's why I mean a trader, you know, you might have an opportunity pretty soon, if not immediately. You know, where's the 200-day?
1849, yeah.
Yeah, so it's still above the 200-day, right? Yeah. So if you're a trader, you know, watch for any action that tells you there might be a rebound if you're just going to be in and out. Or, like I say, buy in thirds or quarters. You know, you could buy a little now if you see a little strength on Monday, and then wait. Don't worry about missing out.
Everyone worries about missing out.
Yep. That's FOMO, they call it, fear of missing out.
That's right, FOMO.
And a lot of people, you know, they sell something, they got to buy something right away. You don't have to do that. You know, you can sit and wait for your opportunities. So don't worry about missing out. No question
about
that.
That's what Vic is doing. He's doing it right.
Yeah, he's got a plan. So anyway, it's the end of the show. Thank you, Willard. As we always say.
As we always say, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's your saying.
Keep a little powder dry and good night and good luck.
Okay, take care.